This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
Great.
And where are you from?
Auckland.
What part?
West Auckland.
West Auckland. Ooh. And what is your name?
Aaliyah.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been through foster homes my whole life. Being put with different families, having to adapt to having different parents and different lifestyles, and having my parents have different views on my lifestyle, and going from rural to urban areas and seeing the community's views on different lifestyles.
That's pretty much so, you want to tell us some examples of those?
Well, I was lucky the rural area I was in was only when I was a baby, but looking back at them now, some of the people that I was close to aren't as accepting of my lifestyle. And the first foster family I was in were real conservative Christians, but they've changed now, and now they're really accepting of me. And I think we've actually gotten closer over it because I helped them open up to them as people, because now they're able to accept the community more, so they're more comfortable in their own skin.
I did not know that. So you're here at the Hui.
Yes.
Yes. What is the Hui? What is this Hui?
It's to help students organise QSAs at their high schools or maintain their QSAs.
So we're here in Wellington. It's a beautiful day, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the only warm person from the blankets.
Yeah, and I have the least warm blanket, but I'm the warmest.
You're the warmest with the thinnest blanket out of them all.
Yeah.
Which makes no scientific sense whatsoever.
Blame the teddy bear.
Yeah, blame the teddy bear. So what is your... how do you feel about being here, etc.?
It's the most comfortable I've felt in my life. Like, I'm around the nicest people I've ever met. And it's just, I feel like myself for the first time, and it's been great.
You didn't have to be like, bitch please.
I do that at home.
Oh.
Just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Just go up to your mother.
It's not even my personality, I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to do this because it sounds cool.
Just go up to your mother and say, bitch please, and then she just screams at you.
Yeah, well, I don't live at home anymore, but I do it to the person I live with.
Your sister?
Just boarding with a random family.
Boarding with a random family. Bitch, please.
Work it.
So what is your gender identity?
Female. I'm cis female.
And what is your expression?
Female. Female.
Feminine.
Yeah. Feminine? Well, actually, I'm sort of... I don't like skirts and dresses and not that sort of feminine, but I'm not very butch and manly. I'm sort of in the mid-ground. Mm.
And what is your cultural identity?
Meaning?
Ethnicity.
European.
European, and, well, not necessarily European, what your actual are, but you could actually culturally be with Maori if you wanted to be.
Yeah, I'm European.
Yeah. And what is your sexuality?
Pansexual.
So, for me, not a lot of people know what pansexual is. Do you want to tell us what pansexual is?
Okay, well, pansexual has actually got a lot of different meanings for different people, but the way I use it is attraction on a spiritual level, where I'm going to fall in love with a personality. I don't actually see what people look like. I couldn't describe what someone looked like to you. And I'm just going to fall in love with a person, and I don't notice gender, I don't notice skin colour, I don't notice eye colour. It's just, they're all a blur, but they're amazing people, and that's who I'm going to fall in love with.
That's goody. So, when did you realise that you're a pansexual?
I chose to be a pansexual.
You chose to be a pansexual?
I didn't want to single out one gender. Mm. I felt that was, for me, I couldn't do that, so I'm one of the few people that chose to be gay.
That's rare. So, when did you choose then?
Well, I was always sort of... didn't understand sexuality in a way, and then I realized about beginning of last year to midway through that, you know, this is what I want to be. I was always like confused about what that was for me, and then I heard the term pansexual, and so I was like, yes, that's me, that's who I want to be, that's what I want to
so
be.
It was last year?
Yeah,
last year. How did you feel?
Sort of happy, like I'd finally found who I was and who I wanted to be.
emotionally happy.
Yeah.
Not like
I just
happy.
Felt content that, you know, I'd finally found who I was, because, you know, that's always a long journey. Yeah.
So you're proper happy, not happy-happy.
Yeah.
If there's a difference. Not weed happy.
I jumped up and down in excitement. I was like, yes, I know who I am. I'm pansexual. Yeah.
Wasn't that dramatic?
A little bit, actually. I was pretty over the moon about it. Luckily, my family wasn't home because I didn't want to come out to them.
Yet.
Yeah. But sort of, yeah.
When did you come out?
I came out end of last year in an argument with my mother, but I didn't want to because she's homophobic towards gay guys and I didn't want to be accepted by her just because I'm a female.
Was it like a spur of the moment burst out like, I'm pan? Or...
Oh. She was dogging on gay guys with a whole bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses. And I just burst into tears and I go, fuck you, I'm gay and I'm really angry that the only reason you're going to accept me is because I am a chick and you won't accept my two gay brothers because they have a dick. And I even considered getting a sex change and becoming a gay guy just to piss her off.
Is that something that you wanted really, or...?
I've considered it a few times. Like, I think it would be real interesting and I could adapt to that and it would be fun. I'm happy as I am at the moment, but it's something I would consider. Right. Seriously.
That's good. So who was the first person? So your mother was the first person you came out to, or?
I came out, pretty sure I came out to one of my friends first. Because my whole group of friends just assumed I was a lesbian. And I became the school faggot, so I've sort of adapted that and just, I pretend I'm a lesbian at school.
And
so
came with a, you went with a lesbian to the...
To the prom.
To the prom.
Yeah, they're like, if I'm going to be the school faggot, then I'm going to be the school faggot with all I am. But I, you know, I've explained to my friends what I am, and a lot of them are actually envious of my sexuality and the ability to not judge. So.
Yeah. I've noticed that you're an extreme Adam Lambert fan.
Yeah, extreme is a little underrated, isn't it?
Underrated, extreme.
Uber obsessed. He's the center of my world. Actually,
your religion, really?
Yeah. Well, it's actually funny because I hated him for 2 years, and I like all his friends and family better than him. He's just sort of the center of it all, and he's the easiest to portray to people as a fangirl. Like, if I was like, oh my god, Sally, and they were like, who's Sally? Where have you go? Adam Lambert. And everyone around him, they understand that.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us who Sally is?
His gorgeous Finnish model boyfriend. Oh, Sally's a hunk of a dude. Just saying. So is Neil. Oh my god.
Oh look, there's a cat. Hello, cat.
What colour was it?
Black and white. It's behind the heater.
Oh, Blackie.
Blackie.
Yeah.
So here at the Hui, everybody's been screaming out, cat!
Because there's three of them.
Yeah, there's three of them.
There's a black and white one, which apparently is Blackie. There's a tabby cat, not sure its name. And then there's another one, which is a kitten.
And white one's
Cow. Cow. And what's the tabby one?
Tabby one's Hunger Buster.
Hunger Buster.
Oh, it's the grey tabby one.
There's more?
Oh, I've got one down in my room. This
tree
belongs in the flat next door.
Oh,
okay.
I see one, the tabby one up here, is called Hunger Buster.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Black.
Very friendly, love cuddles.
I think they all do. Oh, hello.
Oh, they've all been forced to love cuddles.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this interview's been a bit, it's gone straight to cats. What do you like about cats?
Their independence and their fuck you all attitude.
Yeah. Oh,
and they keep your lap warm. Oh my god, they do.
I think we could listen to this pairing. I think everybody listening to this interview would go, oh, right now. So, continuing with the interview, we've gone a bit off track, but oh well. How did people react when you came out?
They were all exciting, accepting about it. My mum is still convinced I'm a lesbian and she can't grasp the concept of pansexual. And that frustrates me so much because it's just sort of made boundaries on my life. Like, she just assumes everything I do is lesbian and she won't accept the fact. And then I tell her that I might end up with a guy and then she goes, so you're straight? And she has no concept of in between. And where all my friends understand it, you're having your family not understand it is so hard. Because it's like they're refusing to accept you as you. They're wanting to put a label on you.
So it's a bit mixed up. And
yeah.
A bit.
But the people I care about, because I'm going to, in the end, my friends are the people I'm going to turn to, because I know that they're the accepting ones.
Mm.
So I felt who I'm closest to now.
Yeah. Who are you closer to?
AJ, my bestie. Like, I tell her everything.
And the cat.
And the cat.
And everybody at the hui.
My best friend for 12 years was my pet pig, because she was always there for me, and she wouldn't tell any of my secrets, and she never judged me. And I think, you know, having an animal to be your best friend is the safest option sometimes.
So that's your support.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing,
Kitty? And now Ben, of course.
Yeah.
And not Ben anything.
Yes. You got me. You poor thing. You've got me. Okay, we have to hold on to the cat or she'll destroy my papers.
Come here, Kitty. Little black kitty.
So, you've been in relationships before?
No.
Why is that?
I'm quite happy with being single. I haven't fully found myself yet as a person, and I don't want to start looking for someone else before I found myself.
Have you been attracted to other people?
Yes.
Have you been like, well, not like, stalkers, like, I want to grab you kind of thing.
I've never been in lust.
In lust. You've never been in lust? How about, have you been in love?
No, I haven't been in love. I've had crushes. I have a crush at the moment.
Never in lust, though.
Never in lust.
So, has your sexuality or your family ever affected you getting into a relationship with someone or looking for something?
I don't think it would be a boundary, but I just haven't tried yet. And I'm hoping it's not going to be a boundary for me.
Do you have boundaries for yourself?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you have any mental boundaries that stop you from doing things?
I guess everyone's got a few. You know, I do have a few. I couldn't tell you them right now because I can't think of them. But, you know, I guess when the time arises, I would have some boundaries.
Yeah. I think the cat was a bit... I think the cat is our boundary at the moment because it's a distraction boundary. Hello, kitty! Come on! Oh, here it comes. Here comes Blackie. No. Oh, you're so cute! Listen to her. Oh. If I could take a photo and put it online, I would show you, all of you who are listening to this. Okay, so... Are you... Sorry for the very, very, very personal question, but are you a virgin?
Yes, I'm a virgin.
Yes. How cold is that toast?
Well, I mean, when I was 8, I had my first kiss, and it was with another girl.
Mm.
We were playing Harry Potter, and she was playing Harry, and I was playing Hermione, and that was before Hermione and Ron got together, so we just assumed Harry and Hermione were going to get together, but I don't really count that. She doesn't even remember it.
Mm.
So I think I've ruled that out, and I haven't even, so... At the moment, no first kiss, no relations.
It's not, it wasn't a proper I'm in love kiss kind of thing.
No, it was a you're Harry, I'm Hermione, let's make out. Without actually making out.
Yeah. Just a pretend peaked kiss.
Yeah.
So what is your definition on virginity?
I think there's levels of it.
Mm.
I think, you know, there's, you know, at the moment I'm fully, you know, how do I explain this? There's like a colour spectrum.
A colour spectrum.
Or without being a colour spectrum. Like, there's, like, I think there's even feeling virginities. Like, if you've never fallen in love with someone, that's a type of virginity.
Mm.
Because virginity is about relationships and sex. And there's sex and then there's penetration sex.
Mm.
So it's just all forms of virginity.
So in a way, you can't really say what is virginity because it's too categorised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think that virginity is more not of one thing, it's a whole bunch of things?
Yeah, there's different virginities. Like, me and my friends joke that if you haven't seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you're a virgin. And as soon as you've watched it, you've lost your virginity.
It's like the Rocky virginity.
Yeah.
I've lost my Rocky virginity.
You've lost my Rocky virginity? I lost it when I was 4 years old. It was my mum's
kid. Oh dear.
friends.
Yeah. It's like, it's not just that. It's, I had a perfect example. I forgot it. How dare I? So, how do you meet other people in your community?
Or in the community?
Don't meet other people in the community.
You don't?
No.
No.
I live on the computer. All my, well, AJ, I met her because we were wearing the same Adam Lambert t-shirt.
Mm.
And so we're like, hey, same t-shirt buddies, and now we're best friends. And it turned out I'd been her friend on the internet for a few years.
Which is quite funny.
Yeah, I think that's how I meet most of my friends, is via the internet. Yeah. I don't like the people in my community.
So far.
Well,
yeah. Is that because of the region you live in, or...?
West Auckland is gangs and drugs, and I'm not interested in that, and I don't want to be a part of that, okay. So I don't want to be a part of the people surrounding that.
Yeah. The kitten is biting me. Good old kitty. So, how about other parts of Auckland, though?
Don't really leave my town. I couldn't even direct you around my town. I just never leave the house. I'm a bit of a hermit, so I don't talk to people.
Yeah, the only place you go to is just to, like, Unitech or school or Rainbow Youth.
My school or AJ's school. I've went to the Rainbow Youth for the first time this week.
Yeah.
So I'm getting involved in that, but I'm not involved in that yet.
Yeah.
And now the kitten's biting you.
Hello, Blackie.
Oh, clap. This interview's turned into the interview about the cat.
Yeah, well, the cat could be gay. We can't make assumptions.
Yeah, let's ask the cat. Are we allowed to ask the cat?
You're allowed to ask the cat.
Okay, kitty. Let's see. Are you straight or gay? Okay. Or any other LGBTIQ? We don't have...
It's content. He's content with his sexuality.
He's content.
And it's gender identity.
It's gender identity. What? I wonder what gender this cat is.
Well, we can't even check that because we can find out it's sex, but we can't find out it's gender because cats don't...
Okay, let's find out the sex, shall we? It's a female! Hello, little female cat.
That's quite awkward. Oh, it's gone hiding in there.
Doesn't like Ben anymore.
It doesn't like me. So, have you ever experienced any abuse or abusive behaviour by people?
Last year at school, I was getting death threats because I was the school figure. And at that point, they didn't even know I was gay or a pan or whatever. They just found someone who looked weak to pick on. And they didn't realise that I would turn out to be one of the biggest gay supporters in the school and turn it all against them.
And you've silenced all the critics from taking AJ to your ball.
Yeah, well, since I took a chick to prom, they haven't called me a faggot. I think it was the big, holy shit, she is gay, and this has been affecting her moment. And that even though they knew it was affecting me, by taking AJ to prom, it was a big... Wow, she's still proud, and she's going to be gay no matter what we say. We can't change that.
I think also, in a way, it's just that when they insult you by calling you gay, it's not an actual insult. They're trying to find a way to insult when you're straight. And because you react when you're... If you're straight and you've been called gay, you react. But if you really are gay, and you actually come out as gay, for example... to the ball, they'd be like, holy shit, they are actually gay. We can't actually... New plan.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the interview.
No, it's alright.
Had fun.
Did I? So did I?
Yeah.
The cat.
The cat. It's all about the cat.
Yeah, it's all about the cat.
Thank you.
It's all good.